Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before we get to the DJ John segment where we have fun at John's expense and talk some ish, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles on the way. Tomorrow is 20 years, man.
Oh, my gosh.
September 11th, 20 years ago. And first and foremost, to all of the people triggered and traumatized, lost loved ones, and who go through every single year remembering how that day took a loved one away from them, or even how you survived that day. I wish I could put my arms around you and hug you, but here goes a hug through the radio, because tomorrow's always a tough day for many.
And, well, this is going to be an especially tough one, because that number 20, you know, that signifies so much. It's been the fact that it's been so long, the fact that, you know, young people who were going to work that day who were 22 would now be 42, mm-hmm. and would have had families and would have had lives, and older folks who were in their 60s and now would be in their 80s, in the twilight of their life. All those years missed, I think it really hits you on the 20-year anniversary, just how much time it is and the people that we lost.
Well, embrace yourself, because, you know, I read a New York Times article the other day, day before yesterday, about anyone born after 1996 not even understanding what 9/11 is, other than what they were taught in school history books, seen on television, and our annual, remembrance,
right,
of the day.
They were too young.
But you have young people who lost family members.
Yeah.
And so they see that pain in their family members. But they don't remember that morning waking up and seeing the planes hit those buildings and seeing those buildings fall and the aftermath. Hell, the Rudy Giuliani they remember now?
Right. It's not
They're like, that's the guy that was in charge?
Right. Did not seem like that guy back then.
But yeah. The wool had been pulled over our eyes, which is a discussion for a whole other day. Giuliani's always been that same guy.
Right. Well, those moments like that allow politicians to play a certain part. If they're halfway good at their job, that makes you think they're something else. But, you know, listen, the fact of the matter is that the Mets play the Yankees this weekend, and it's a Subway Series, and it's obviously going to be a special one. The 9/11 game is on national TV tomorrow, and it's a big deal. But, like, you know, even George Bush at that time, when everyone had I hated George Bush at that time deeply. But when he went out there and threw that first pitch at the Yankee game, it was still a moment. You know, if you're a decent, halfway decent politician, you can step up in these moments, and that's what people did. But the thing that bums me out is to think about how together, you know, a lot of the nation was, and because, of course, there were still failures in that regard and terrible abuse that happened to our Muslim brothers and sisters. But so much of this country came together. It really did. On some level, things felt somewhat different. And to think about where we are now, facing another horrible moment, and how divided we are, it's sort of depressing.
Yeah, well, but it's just important to send love to, you know, anybody who lost a family member or a loved one that are, to this day, 20 years later, still dealing with the trauma from that day.
And the people we lost since then, too, Laura. I think I heard a number that we've now lost more first responders since 9/11.
From the effects.
Than we lost on 9/11.
Right.
That's how bad the effects have been from people who are down there. The people, these incredible firefighters, policemen and women, EMTs, who volunteered, who ran towards it.
Construction
everyone ran
workers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's countless.
So we send love. We send light. Big hugs from Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg this morning. Tomorrow's going to be an emotional day. But we'll get through it. We got each other, and we'll be back together and talk through it all like we always do, man. So salute to all of y'all. Now gather around on the line so we can have some fun at our brother DJ John's expense. It is time for DJ John.
DJ John. Glasses John.
Mets colors John.
Knicks fan John.
Okay, sure.
DJ John.
Must be a Knicks fan.
Must be a Knicks fan.
DJ John, did you notice or pay attention to the return? The incredible return of Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott last night.
It was last night? You sure? It's not
Yo,
Sunday?
I thought you was a Cowboys fan.
Don't they play on Sundays? Football?
Oh, what a fake fan.
What happened to Thursday?
He's both.
Thursday?
He's faking being a fan, but we also, Sean and I believe he's also faking the protest too and secretly watching. So it's all a double game. It's all a ruse. And the Cowboys, you know, actually played pretty well and only lost to the Buccaneers by two. You know that guy Tom Brady? You may be familiar with him. You know, 379 yards, four touchdowns, two to Gronk.
Are we doing sports on my segment right now?
Really? Sorry, John. But your boy Dak did really good, John. 42 of 58.
Ooh, that's a lot. That's a,
400 yards and three touchdowns on his first day back.
I should have played fantasy last night. I should have paid it. I would have won.
Well, John, what do you got to give away right now?
Oh, wait. What happened to my prize?
Laura took it and gave it away because she didn't have the heart to stomp on your little game real quick and come with a bigger prize.
I got a better prize. It's all good. I got a better prize.
You don't have a better prize. I have a better prize. I brought these damn tickets to the show. You didn't do nothing.
No,
I made the phone call so we could have these Ja Rule Fat Joe versus tickets.
Well, that's your
you will
job.
Be
You're
at the Garden. You know what I'm saying? You will be at the event versus next Tuesday. You want tickets?
Wow.
You better get on the line right now. You'll be in the building to celebrate New York City.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Wow, Ebro, good job. You pulled off those tickets. That is an incredible job.
Yeah, man, we got some tickets. I think, Laura, now, do we have two pair today? Is that what came through?
Yes. We'll be giving away another pair later on in the show.
Yo, and Chance Triller announces a special commentary at the Verses from Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr.
What?
You guys don't know about these special commentaries that Triller's doing, like where you can listen to the fight? This weekend, they have one where Trump is basically doing commentary, hosting a fight.
Now, they might as well have him stick around and do Verses next week, too.
I mean, he's got nothing else going on or no platform to spew his mess, so Trill is his platform.
That's right.
Anyway, call right now. You can be smarter than DJ John. See Fat Joe Ja Rule Verses. We got tickets for you to be in the building.
Yeah.
Now, Shani, who we got on the line, baby?
Aphrodite.
Aphrodite, the goddess.
They just hung up.
How's it going?
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Hello?
Are you there? Are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Is your name Aphrodite?
No, my name is Dennis.
Similar.
Disconnected.
Close enough. All right, answer this question from Laura Styles super fast so you can be in there. Fat Joe Ja Rule next Tuesday. Laura Styles, what you got?
Okay. Can you tell us what sport, what sport do the Cowboys play?
No, really? Tough. We just talked about this. Stop it. This is a sham question.
He still didn't get it right.
Laura, can you repeat the last part? What sport
is what? Repeat it.
Do the Cowboys, the Giants, what sport do they play?
Oh, the baseball.
Wow. Baseball, exactly. You know what? That's what happens.
Shotty hit the button.
Sham questions. to sham people. No, I'm joking.
Yo. Yeah.
Can we try it again? That's incorrect.
The Giants do play baseball. You know?
Dennis, keep going.
I mean, he's kind of correct.
Try again.
Just give it to me one.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh, God.
Yo, Dennis, where you from, man?
New Jersey.
Okay.
New Jersey in the building.
Originally, you're from New Jersey, Dennis?
Originally from Moscow, Russia.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't play football in Moscow.
Well, they play a different type of football.
They play football.
They play football, real football.
Football.
Not American football.
All right, DJ John. What venue held the first NFL draft in 1936?
MSG.
The correct answer is the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Philadelphia.
Wow. Oh, interesting.
It's a good guess, though, John.
Never knew that.
Yo, Dennis, you're on your way to Versus next week. Fat Joe Ja Rule.
Yeah. Dennis?
That's very exciting. Thank you so much.
Yeah, there you go.
Strasvi. Strasvi, Dennis. Spasiba.
Spasiba. Very much.
Thank you
very much. Very much. Hang on. We got to get some info for you so you can be in the building. More tickets on the way. Also coming up, Rick Ross and Stephen A. Smith on the program today. Let's go. Loaded. Flashing Lights. Laura Styles. Rick Ross got a new book out.
Damn right he does.
We're going to play some Ross classics, too. Remind y'all.
The 2021 BET Hip Hop Award nominees were announced. Very exciting. And some of, let me see, for Hip Hop Album of the Year, some of the nominees are Moneybagg Yo, with A Gangsta's Pain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Tyler, the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Call Me If You Get Lost. Migos, Culture 3. Megan Thee Stallion, for With Good News. DJ Khaled, with Khaled. 21 Savage and Metro Boomin with Savage Mode 2. And J. Cole with The Offseason.
Well,
who will take Hip Hop Album of the Year?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be voting on it this year, guys, because
that's right.
After years of complaining, BET reached out. They said, Peter, we've heard the complaints. You are now a voter for the BET Awards, the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Wow.
Very excited. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
this is a big deal. These awards finally mean something now.
Oh, gosh. And also for Hip Hop Artists of the Year is Cardi B, Drake, J. Cole, Lil Baby, Megan Thee Stallion, and Tyler, the Creator.
It's not a bad category.
I saw Nicki Minaj. I saw Nicki Minaj tweeting last night talking about if seeing green ain't on your list, then your list is fraudulent.
You know
the record she had with Drake and Wayne didn't get any nominations. That thing was on fire.
Oh, that's right.
But that statement that if it's not on any list, your list is fraudulent, that's not.
I mean, she's trolling, of course, but still.
Right. I mean, it was a good song. Is it a top? What list would it be on? Rap Song of the Year?
Why not? Drake, Wayne, and Nicki?
Top five songs?
I mean, in my world, it did well. I don't know nationally what it did. But in our world at Hot 97 and in New York City, that record was getting burned. I don't know what it did, or like charts and all that stuff.
You know what is interesting? For Hip Hop Album of the Year, both Tyler, the Creator, and Khaled are on the same.
Oh, yet again.
They had it again.
And this is a space where Khaled would certainly think he would normally, in past years, get the win, the BET Hip Hop Awards. But it'll be interesting. You know, Tyler showed up to the BET Awards this year. He's been playing the game. Let's see.
That's your Flash and Letcher, where the time is 7:56. High of 76 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Rick Ross, 15 minutes away, 20 minutes away. We play some classic Ross. Talk about his new book. Talk about his business endeavors. And just,
plus,
you know,
tonight, any of our FOTS who see me out at Madison Square Garden, SmackDown is at the Garden tonight.
Ooh.
I'll have a mask, but you'll know it's me. A few tickets still left. I'll catch y'all tonight at SmackDown.
It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
The best 97 minutes of your morning.
Commercial free.
It's Ebro in the Morning with Laura Styles and my boy Rosenberg. Wake up!
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
What up, Rosette?
Man, I'm good, man. You already know what it is, man.
That's beautiful.
How my brother's doing? How y'all doing, man?
We great, man. Ladies and gentlemen, friend of the show, Rick Ross, is on with us right now. That was just some... Ross has a book. Ross has written a book.
He's the biggest author that you've seen thus far. Boss up. Man. The perfect day to boss up.
Way to manifest now, it, brother. Way to manifest it.
The reason that you wrote this book, I find really important for people to understand, because it was the pandemic almost inspired you, right?
The pandemic did inspire it. This was the first time in 15 years I haven't been on tour during the summer. So once the pandemic came down, it was just one of those things like, wow, I got so much time on my hands. Let's take advantage of our time. You know, we just had released a year previous a New York Times bestseller. So I called my homie Neil back out. We linked up. You know what I'm talking about? We made history yet a year before this. That was this one.
You started with the Boss Commandments. Define your destination. Or determine your destination. The game ain't based on sympathy. No. Every boss started out a worker. Empires are built brick by brick, just to name the first four commandments that you have in there. But let's start with number one. Determine your destination. I think is very important, because a lot of people start out on journeys. They don't know where they're going.
A lot of people don't know where they're going. And then a lot of times people be bullshit and playing with their own life and not serious about, you know, they'll just be sitting in the... In a group like, yo, what's your plans, homie? What you want to do? Oh, man. Nah, that ain't the way it go, homie. You better know what you want to do and mean it. And we trying to take it to the next level. Whatever concept we come up with, now how do we multiply that by 10? That's how we need to do this.
In your early beginnings as a songwriter, right, I'd like to remind people that Ross was out here writing raps.
Oh, sure.
And figuring out his way how to get into this music game. That's how you started, correct?
Most definitely. You know, Miami had a very small bubble of music and type of music that was successful. So for my mind frame and the music I was writing and thinking about, ain't nobody have no belief in that. Everybody was over at the pool party. Go, 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 go. You know, chicks looking over their shoulder, hands on their knees. You know what I'm talking about? And I loved that. I enjoyed that. But I was thinking about getting some money.
You were working with Eric Sermon quite a bit back then, no?
I was working with Eric Sermon. Shout out to Eric Sermon.
And did you get any game from E-Dub?
Oh, a lot of game. I watched him make a lot of beats. I remember when the BMW trucks first came out, I flew to New York City. Red Man picked me up. Stopped me by Mr. Branson. I'm in the back seat.
Copped you a jaw.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Got some jaw. You know what I'm saying? I was close. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And I wanted to stay on that, because you've had to change your destination based on A, where you are in your journey, B, new things you learn along the way. Can you speak to the many different destinations that you've had and maybe your destination right now?
Regardless where you are in life, you are never too late, behind, never that. You could just be coming home from a prison bid. You could just be this, that, getting out of emotional relationship, whatever it was, because I felt a lot of times like, man, this shit passed me. I'm writing raps for others. Those raps are being applauded, people screaming for them, but for mine, they wasn't moving. So I'm like, damn, I never gave up. Here we are. And as you say, the goals continue to change. Currently, I have 20 partnerships. So going from nothing to taking 10 to 15 years to get on in the game, now 15 years after that, most definitely one of the biggest.
And you look much better. You've gotten healthier. I'm hoping you're sleeping and resting. How do you find that balance of working your ass off but also protecting your health?
I know, and you're speaking honestly, I'm a unique person when it comes to passion, me chasing my desires, and that's what really brought along my health scare, not going to sleep, not resting. I felt like for every hour I was laying in the bed, it was somebody else getting a big bag of money that could have been mine. I could have been putting my hands on it, but I was in the bed. So I had to make a lot of changes. Here we are, you know what I'm saying? I done dropped a lot of weight, still staying healthy, you know, whoop, whoop, whoop. But that passion and desire is still there. Now I just chase it and approach it differently.
Well, and for your family members and the people that love you, too.
Yeah, we need you to sleep, man.
No, no, no. That's who my mom, my sister, that's who pushed me to, you know, do all the good shit. You know what I'm saying? I just got my driver's license, all that. I'm doing right, you know what I mean?
Hold up. You just got your driver's license?
Yeah, I got
it. You never drove before?
No, I drove a lot.
So what do you mean?
I just wasn't driving legally. You know
Hold on. You just got your first driver's license?
No. I done had driver's license, you know,
previously.
Okay, all right.
But I haven't had any, you know, it's maybe been over a decade or something.
You're like aware that. Of the name of your own record label, right?
Of course.
It's named after a car.
To me, that's why it makes sense, because I'm in the
You're in the back of the Maybach.
Right, he's right, in the back. Right.
If you got
the Maybach. Yeah, because most of the time, if I see somebody driving their own Maybach, I'm like, nah, it ain't supposed to be like that. You're supposed to have a driver.
Yeah. Sometimes it's cool. Now, if they riding in the limousine version driving themselves, it might be suspect.
It looks like you're driving a limo, which you're like your Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. Now,
you feel me?
That's not the look.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
Now, Rosé, book's out right now, correct?
Book's out right now. It's on the shelves right now.
You're attempting to become a repeat best New York Times bestseller. You're also featured on that Drake album.
Right.
Y'all definitely felt like you were in that 2014-15 bag. There was something very vintagey feeling about that. Tell us about making that record with Drake and Wayne.
Man, you already know what it is, man. That's just one of those joints. We in the studio playing each other vibes, playing each other records. As we always do, we came across a few. That was one of them. You know, that was on my side. Tempo-wise, he was like, let's just give him some of that spit and shit. Him and Tucci went and did their thing, man.
When are we getting a full Ross Drake album? Because I'm going to keep it real with you. Everyone knows, Ebro certainly does. I'm very critical of Drake's music. I admit that. Love the guy, but
I'm
critical.
Glad you brought it up, because that's where I'm going next.
Well, listen, I am critical, but let me tell you right now.
Critical of what?
I'm critical of Drake's musical selections, like stylistically.
He's the lemon face radio hater that Drake was talking about on the album.
First of all, that's not true. Second of all, that's not true. Boss, you know the kind of music I like. Listen, it's not all for me, right? But what I'm saying is this. When Drake and Rosé get together, to me, it's the best Drake I get. It's the rappity rap Drake. And I would love an entire Rosé Drizzy project. Will that ever happen?
It's a good chance that may happen. You know, have we had that conversation? Of course we have.
Ebro, you admit I'm not wrong that Drake may be at his best rapping when he's next to Ross.
Oh, they fire. Real fire.
We have
But I wanna ask Ross, who makes very luxurious, lyrical, beautiful even, extravagant music. What is it that people who are Drake haters, have you heard from these people? Have you met any of these people before? That don't understand the greatness of Drake when they listen to a project like Certified Lover Boy. Have you ever had this debate before?
Nah, I really ain't got time to debate about it. Come on, when sh- dope is dope. You gotta be real with yourself. The Drizzy is dope, you know what I'm saying? And that's watching the homie grow, watching the homie blossom, next to Weezy, next to Wayne, all the collaborations we did in Miami. That boy been handling his business.
There's a record on this project called Race My Mind. Mm. Yo, people talking about a lot of things on this album in a positive way, and there's a lot of fire on this album. But this record, Race My Mind, is so quintessential fire Drake.
You like it more than the Brado Path?
I like it different. It's different. It's different. You know what I'm saying? It's essential listening. It's essential. It goes in the what's that word you always use, Rosenberg? The pantheon
of Drake,
classics. Drake greatness.
Ooh, the pantheon.
No, let me tell you, the Drake pantheon of hits is one of the biggest pantheons there is in hip hop. It's a gigantic pantheon,
which is why there's so many haters.
Hell of a word to use.
Listen,
that don't even sound right. You using that word then claiming to be a hater.
I'm not a hater.
We're not even gonna classify you.
That's right, Ross. Tell him. Tell him, Ross.
Pantheon. That was a word.
No, no, no.
Patreon of you can't be a hater. You know
I'm not. That's the thing. Thank you for not listening to Ebro, who's trying to be divisive. I'm a critic. Everyone, listen, Drake knows I'm a critical ass dude. It's a pantheon. No.
Rosenberg, that's your way of asking Drake to come sit on the show.
That is your approach. That is
that's
also
your approach. Because if you ask Drizzy
yeah,
Drake
it's a terrible. To get on the Yo, show, it is right, a terrible approach.
Come on now. Would you not be excited for Drizzy
Thrilled.
Drake?
I definitely, Ross, I admit to you openly.
Do you want me to make that call for you? Say, Rosé, would you please call Drake to get on my show?
Yo, Rosenberg, run the play.
Say, Rosé, would you please ask Drizzy Drake to get on the show? It's now or never, Rosenberg. It's now or never. You can have too much pride for your followers or the viewers, or you could burn, you could quench that Patreon of desires you have burning in your chest.
I hate that.
Yo, listen, I hate your guts. And first of all, this is not. I have no pride. I would gladly ask you. The problem is, Ross, I have another favor to ask you. So I got to pick favors. How many do I have for you? You know what I'm saying? Do I want to use it on that? Because I have another favor to ask you.
I just set the opportunity.
Yo, this guy's the worst.
And you just walked away from it.
Yo, Rosenberg, you're the worst.
Wait, you think I'm
Rosenberg, you just took us to the path religrium.
Hey, Rosé.
You know you want the interview, man.
Rosé.
That's your way of asking, man. I get it. You're a genius. I'm a genius.
No, I'm definitely not. You're a genius.
Frequency. I get it.
No, everybody, you're a genius.
I hope y'all understand this. This is all love. It's communication.
Yeah, for sure.
Ross, I would love if you would call up Drizzy Drake and see if finally, after me knowing him for damn well over a decade at this point, if he would come and sit with us on the show. I'd appreciate that, Rosé.
All right, let me pour another glass of this Beyond Cognac.
Wow.
What's Ross on today, yo? Yo, you're in the zone today.
He's on life.
He's high on life today.
Yeah, man, it's beautiful.
Bestseller talk.
It's that bestseller talk, man. It's just, you know, at the end of the day, man, it's just about us finding a way to draw the best out of ourselves.
Little CC.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
What up, Rosé?
Man, I'm good, man. You already know what it is, man.
And back to the book. In one of the commandments, you speak of managing the emotions. Another one you talk about, the game ain't based on sympathy, right?
The game ain't based on sympathy. Nobody cares about your great uncle that just died and your ingrown toenail and your back hurt and you was hungry from last night. Nobody don't care about that. We only want to know how to win. So when you come sit at this table where this is real, ain't no more jokes, the door's closed, all that, the camera's off, how we going to the next level? So for you to be able to sit at this table, I'm obligated. I owe this to everybody else that's sitting here. We've been working 20 years to sit here. So anybody we allow to come sit here, you better bring something new to the table. And we don't want to hear about none of your unfortunate shit. I don't care about none of that. All we want to know is how we going to go to the next level. Do you have something to bring to the table? If not, excuse yourself.
Go pick up the new book. Show us the book one more time, sir.
Man, everybody, please pick up the book. It's a lot of gems. It's a lot of game. It's a lot of know-how. Put a lot of wisdom in it. We did it maybe over a 90-day period. One time for Neil. Post it on your page. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. From the biggest boss.
Rosé, and when does that next album drop for you?
Man, we finna get a record in the next 2 weeks. And when we drop the record, we're going to go ahead and give you the date. You know, you see, we just announced the tour. We going out with the biggest tour this year. All the big homies, Rosé, Jeezy.
Man, Lil Rosenberg, did you see this tour? Lil Kim, yeah. Lil Trina.
The whole lineup. And it's, you know, 2 Chainz. And, man, you know, Rosé, man.
What's the title of that tour? I was looking at it the other day, man. I was like, wow. Legends. It's not coming to New York yet.
Legends of the Streets tour. We just announced
Legends of the Streets.
Right, Legends of the Streets. We just announced yesterday the first few dates. We'll be announcing the second half, et cetera.
Yo, Gucci, Lil' Kim on some dates, Trina on some dates, Fab, Ross, 2 Chainz, Jeezy, right. Boosie, all on tour, Legends of the Streets. Crazy.
Wow, that is wild, bro.
Come on, man. You see that handsome face in the middle of that flyer, you heard me?
I mean, well, listen, you got to be smart. You got to know what face to put on the flyer, Rosé. You're trying to sell tickets, for God's sake.
Hey, man, we're going to have a good time, man, because, you know, we all are the real legends, man. And just to see all the homies and myself come out, we're going to be holding them bottles in the sky. It's going to be legendary.
You have any more verses planned? They trying to get you back for another verse? Is you good?
You know, I talked to Timbaland actually yesterday. But, no, we haven't had that conversation. I told him I was ready. That's why I didn't even, on my first one, I didn't even play none of the Maybach musics,
No, you had to save for a part two. As an MC, were you moved by the performance of the Lox, particularly Jadakiss, but the whole Lox at that Dipset Lox?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. When you an MC like me, you know what I'm saying? When you love to see this come from the mud, ooh, to the marble, them boys was handling their business. That was just good for the streets. You know, sometimes I get so emotionally watching that.
Yeah, I was about to say, you were standing up, weren't you?
Emotional. I was passionate. You know?
Yo, thanks, man.
Ross.
For verses and for, you know, a real winner, when we say verses, we take that to heart. That's what I'm talking about when I say we come sit at the table. We ain't finna goddamn be playing and take no L. And if you do, I pray you've mastered the art of taking the L, which is a chapter in the book.
That's how you recover. That's the recovery from the L.
We got
Rick
some
Ross. We love you, brother.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for love, all times.
Peace. Salute.
Better believe it.
It's time for the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Coltrane and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura, at gmail.com. That's right. The gurus unite. Get together.
Yes.
After many nights of going over emails or conference calls,
yo,
you
just go, a lot of these people are many nights. Yo, sometimes you get wild out here, dude, with a lot.
Sifting through.
Yo, that sounded so crazy.
To find out, right, Shawnee, who needs us more?
The many late nights.
Sifting through the problems
board
of the world.
Where we That's sit right. together and burn sage right. and read your.
That's but right. we are here to
Yo,
help.
I couldn't even right. tell that lie without sneezing.
To right. heal.
Right. That's right. Here to save lives. Lives.
Shani Coltrane, burn sage. Rosenberg, lead That's us right. in breathing exercises.
Oh, God.
As we get ready to uplift. Rosenberg, who needs your help?
Thumbs to your fingers.
The Guru Laura at gmail.com. The Guru Laura at gmail.com. It's time for the gurus. We put our vaccination differences aside,
that's right,
and
that's
we
right.
come together to go on a spiritual ride.
That's right. Save lives.
Hello, almighty gurus. I am a super fan.
Shout out to Africa.
I listen to the podcast every day.
Shout out to Africa.
Fuck.
Shout out to Let me again start by giving you all your flowers. Ebro, there's being Christ-like, and then there's being Ebro-like. You bring the truth and each and every day to millions. Thank you for leading us through all the times over the last few years. I'm honored to be a disciple.
Did Ebro write this?
I know.
It feels like it.
A disciple.
Laura, Envision Fest is amazing.
Oh, God.
Listen, nobody else emails, so I might as well email.
You really have something special there. My sister went a couple of years ago and still talks about it to this day.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
And Rosenberg, like I said before, it's safe to say when it's all said and done, you will be one of the greatest to ever do it. You're charismatic, highly knowledgeable. I've never seen anything like it. I think you should pursue a career on one of the late night shows on ABC.
I didn't write that in this email. Exactly.
It's apparently not Ebro. With all that being said, I'm writing to update you on the situation with my mother who has been texting me insults about my wife and in-laws over the last few years. I took your guys' advice, and I reached out to my mom, letting her know I've unblocked her, and I didn't want to fight, but rather, I would like to talk about things. However, she replied, saying things like, you are no longer my son, lose my number. Damn, that's tough from your mom. I'm moving on with my life without you.
Wow.
I can't say these messages don't hurt, because I'd be lying. With that said, gurus, I am choosing to put it to rest for now and try again in a few months. Hopefully by then she's come back around. I'm not going to block her number again because I want to be able to respond if and when the time comes that she wants to deal with me. By the way, I don't think the gurus are falling apart, but you guys should start letting Ebro give his opinions first and take them more serious, for he is the almighty one.
What?
This is crazy. Yeah, when I crafted this email, I was in my bag.
Cast one, your opinion matters too, bro. Lastly, bring back random facts. The DJ John segment has turned to you know what.
Oh, God.
He ended John. This. Wow. Thank you, gurus. And Ebro Christ, amen. All right, that's too far.
I mean, look, man, I was on one last night. You know what I'm saying? When I wrote that email.
I see that. This fot doesn't like me, but that's cool.
Nah, he showed you no love.
No love for Shawnee.
No love.
I mean, we love you.
This might be more of the vaccination separation.
I see that. I see that. But
segregation. But I have vaccination.
I have love for you too, brother.
Yeah, we here to help save your life. Way. He may not even give you any guru advice right here.
I know. Well, let the Christ like Ebro who wrote it.
Oh my God!
Spew that. You know.
Well, he didn't really even ask for advice. It makes you feel better. There really is no advice.
Yeah, he's just
here.
Giving us an update. And honestly, I think he's doing the right thing. He's not being petty. Right. He says he's not going to block his mother. He just says he's just going to leave the lines of communication open.
Yo, I just want to say, if you ever write to your child, lose the number, I'm moving on without you, I just want you to know how big a failure you are right now as a parent.
Well, or there's some real mental health issues going on there.
Well,
there's some real issues going on there. Deep. Look, and as our parents get older, many of us on this program have experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to act even more erratic than they did when you was, younger. As they age, they get crazier. And so giving your mom space, I think, is the right thing. Continuing to text your mom and just say, hey, I love you. Even if she doesn't hit you back, all of those things I think go a long way, because it sounds like she's just lashing out and angry about something, whether it's herself or something, some dynamic in the family.
Also, some parents feel, and this is because, like, if they can't control you, you know what I mean? Like, they still look at you like you're a child. Like, if you don't do as I say, they take it really bad.
Right. They take it as disrespect, like they did when you was a little kid.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that you're a grown ass man. That's it. You're an adult that makes your own choices. Now you have your own family, so all you can do is keep it positive. I like Ebro's idea about texting her every now and then. Mom, I know, you know, I love you.
No, here's what
Ebro, don't even bring up the fight.
Yeah, nothing. Just checking in on you. I love you. And if she writes back or not, oh well, at least you know you put it out there and you know you didn't block her.
Let me be Ebro. To retort to you.
Oh my God, I thought that was a good one right there, Rosenberg.
All that mental health stuff is nice, fam, but once you write lose the number to your child, you fail, fam. Get it together.
Okay, fine. So says the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Turn it up. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97. 97 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Ooh, off that certified lover boy. Drizzy Drake.
A little drizzle on your Friday.
You know, it's necessary. What's this called, Shawnee?
Race my mind.
Let's go.
Ebro put us on yesterday. I ain't gonna be.
I ain't mad at it. You know what I'm saying?
You like it, shawty. You like it.
I like it.
New York City, turn your radios up. This is Drake, only on Hot 97.
Oh, yes. Hot 97. You looking for some new music today? This kid, Baby Keem, got Kendrick Lamar all over his album. We got to play that Kendrick Baby Keem for the culture out here. It's the album, Baby Keem, just so you don't, if you're wondering, who's Baby Keem and why should I care? It's Kendrick's cousin. But the album's fire, and Kendrick's on like two or three songs on the album. And then beyond that, just obviously the craftsmanship of the album is dope. New artist album, it's called Melodic Blue. Had Kendrick Lamar in New York City last night.
He's on two.
Is it two?
Yeah, and Travis Scott is on one. Don Tolliver's on one.
Sounds interesante.
Baby Keem at a show yesterday?
He had an album listening celebration thingy last night. At the Rose, is it called, what's that called again? The Gold Bar, the Rose Room, the Gold Rose Room, the, what is it, Laura?
I don't know.
It's down there in that little area you be hanging out in. With all the cool people.
LES? The little area she hangs out in?
What is he saying?
With all the cool people. I think it's called the Gold Room or something.
The Gold Room?
Something like that. It's some cool people thing.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But anyway, that's where it was at. It was just a gathering.
Crazy how cool I used to be with his manager and didn't even hear about that. That's crazy.
You mean Gold Bar?
Yeah, that. See, I told you knew what it was. Told you knew what it was.
Oh, man.
I told you guys she knew what it was. It's time for the game that lives up to its name.
Let's go. Right.
Laura never loses. That's except me. When you ask her a question about a place she's hung out in and she acts like she doesn't even know.
I was trying to figure out what you were trying to say.
I mean, the word. How many places have the word gold in it in New York where people do album events?
I mean, you know, it's a lot.
She be trying to act like she don't be knowing. We got Jay and D on the line. Let's go to D first, see how D's doing in this Friday a.m. D.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thanks for holding on, D.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning. Sound amazing, Bro, Friday. Rosenberg. Hopefully the sun is shining on everyone tuned in right now. D, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Manville, New Jersey.
Okay, Manville in a building. And where are you headed right now?
I'm actually going to work right now to staffing alternatives.
There it is.
All right.
Help those. If are you looking for temp positions right now? Are people hiring? What's going on?
We actually are. We're actually looking for people to work for their post office in Phillipsburg, and they're paying $22 to $23 an hour. And we also have positions to work at the military space at Fort Dix to help those Afghani refugees to serve them food. And that's paying $20 an hour as well.
Wow.
I'm saying there ain't no jobs out here,
fam. Looking for work, please, we need a lot of help, especially staffing, on the weekend.
Staffing Solutions is what it's called.
Staffing Alternatives.
Got you. D, hooking people up. Jay, what's up with you, bro? Where you at right now?
Good morning. It's Jay, your favorite transporter, calling from Brooklyn.
Jay the transporter. He's a regular Jason Statham out here. He's ready to drive. You know what I mean?
Not drive, transportation.
Okay, yes. We don't want to make it sound like driving Miss Daisy, right?
Nah, I don't need to drive the kids to football practice. That's about it.
I love it. And Jay, where are you calling us from?
From Brooklyn. Living in Jersey, but
Brooklyn. D, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles? And Laura Styles, what can they win if they win?
We have tickets to Universal Circus. Going down to Roy Circus. Wilkins Park in Queens.
Back. Yo, everything's all good when Universal Circus is back, man. That's starting to sound all good. All right, Rosenberg, are our COVID numbers around New York City still fairly low and doing damn good in the country?
I have no idea.
Lost track.
I have not heard one word about New York numbers recently.
So is that good? That's probably good news.
Well, I think it means we're not in the middle of like anything insane, or it would be certainly front page news every day.
Right. Well, let's get into it. D, you want Laura to represent you today?
Yes. Laura, I love you.
All right, D.
Love you.
Let's go.
And she let out a little scream when she heard Universal Circus.
I know. She really wants to go.
Let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. Okay, Shani with the questions. That's Let's true. Play. Laura, never lose it.
All right.
Here we go.
Okay, who is going to be taking over the job?
Ebro.
Laura.
Who's going to be taking over the job as?
Three.
Yo, don't try to get him.
Two.
I baited you into that.
I'm going to say Drake as curating the music for Monday Night Football.
That is correct, Laura. Wow. With one. Correct. What is the technical term for the brain of a computer?
Ebro.
Ebro.
The technical term for the brain of a computer is?
Three. Two.
Processor?
Ooh. Incorrect. No? Laura Stiles.
Modem? I don't know.
That would be the CPU.
Oh.
CPU. Oh. Yeah, who did Trick Daddy decline versus Ebro?
Did he decline?
Oh, I know.
Three, two, one.
Ho, I don't know.
Incorrect. Laura Stiles.
He declined a versus with Boosie.
Boosie, badass.
He declined that?
Because he said they're two, they're friends.
He ain't with it. That's whack.
I didn't even know that.
What is the sixth planet from the sun?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Let's go. Number six is Uranus.
No.
Your booty.
Your booty.
Saturn.
It's your booty.
Saturn.
Saturn.
Low wins. It's your butt. D is going to Queens.
D, you going to Universal.
Universal Circus.
Yo, Laura, don't be talking about Saturn. Ain't nobody been to outer space like you.
Just my very excellent mother just served me 9 pies. That's what you got to always remember.
Woo.
Gosh.
What'd you say?
Very excellent mother served 9
yes.
pies.
Yes,
Is Pluto still a planet, or did they change the name? Didn't they change Pluto or something?
No, Pluto's still Pluto.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be a planet.
I heard something about them change. Yo, Jay, we love you. D, you getting tickets and on the way. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
All right.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, we're going to talk about this new vaccine mandate that Biden just is rolling out.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's very controversial. People have a lot to say. We'll discuss coming up Flashing Lights.
7 minutes commercial-free.
Non-stop hip-hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. It's supposed to be sunshiny in the tri-state area where we broadcast this here program from. I'm Ebro. You have Laura. You have Rosenberg. And it's time for the flashing lights.
True.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
On Thursday, President Joe Biden imposed a new vaccine rule on federal workers, large employers, healthcare staff, in a an attempt to just get this COVID situation under control. Check this out.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this: what more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us. So please do the right thing, but just don't take it from me. Listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breath, saying, if only I'd gotten vaccinated. If only. It's a tragedy. Please don't let it become yours.
So part of Biden's plan is directing the Labor Department to require all businesses with 100 or more employees to either get vaccinated or get tested once a week.
Well, that, and they can't mandate that to the state. The states would have to, the federal government can suggest it and they can put it out, but they can't, I don't think they can enforce it at the state level. It would require the state to then step in and enforce it. Now, if your company has a contract, meaning the federal government pays your company
right
to do a job, the federal government will be taking that contract away from that company if the employees don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, so this isn't to this isn't designed to reach everyone. It's designed to reach everyone they can.
It's
the federal government can.
Right. Now, you if you work for the government in any way, or the federal government. Now, this the states may start to roll this out too. Now, if you work for a corporation that decides to do this, then, you know, they just following the lead here. Mm-hmm. And erring on the safe side, that's what they feel like they want to do. The thing that's cool about America, and here's the kicker that everyone likes to talk about. You have the freedom to go work for yourself. They're just making it very difficult for you to not get vaccinated. If you're going to hold the line, you have the freedom to go work for yourself. You're not going to go to jail if you decide to work for yourself.
Right. They're under
pressure. That's when people start running around talking about, oh, it's dictatorship. No. They're not going to go rounding people up if you don't get vaccinated.
Well, I don't think people realize that's a real thing. So when everyone runs around calling, you know, the U.S. government Nazis and saying that it's a dictatorship, they don't realize that there are places in the world where you are getting this vaccine or you
they
are going
will kick
to jail
in your door.
Yes, like try pulling that off in North Korea or Venezuela. Like,
I don't think
what?
They realize that that's an option. So they just feel they just call it. You know, the Nazis have taken over.
Man, well, they applying the pressure.
Yes.
They want you to do it.
Well,
they
because remember, I had a conversation with some students yesterday. Shout out to Uncle Ralph, you know what I mean, who brought me on for the Queens Public Library. They do some sessions with kids.
Yeah.
Did it last night. And I had to remind a lot of kids. He was talking about jobs and, you know, what's available in college and stresses. And I said, guys, at this point in your life, you got to understand that America is a corporation with a bunch of other smaller corporations. America is in the game of making money. Money through tourism, money through people spending money and consumerism. Our economy is based on consumerism, people right. making money and spending money. And if people can't make money the way they want to because of being able to go to work, and they can't spend money the way, you know, the economy needs to keep things going, we're in trouble. The fact that the federal government is about to be cutting off, you know, unemployment, they're cutting off the rent moratorium, a lot of these things are coming to close, is the government saying we are not subsidizing this any longer. We need you to get vaxxed so that you can get back out here and do what America is built for, which is get money and spend money.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
However you want to, you know, drape it up. However you want to dress it up,
I think that's pretty straightforward, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I think they are.
Unless you thought America was something else.
Well, once they start putting in God we trust and they soft shore with the politics, I'm saying. You know what
I'm saying? Oh, sure. But I mean, the fact of the matter is the Biden administration wants the country to make money. They need to turn around. They know that on the other side of this is the opportunity for a huge economic boom coming out of this. They want that. They need that to happen for them to be successful and then to fend off the Republicans again in 3 years. So they want to turn this around, right? I think everyone knows that, though.
Nah, I don't think everybody knows that. Nah. Everybody doesn't think about it in those terms, Rosenberg, and everybody's not good with those.
We can't make money until we open up.
People don't want to believe that's their life. They've bought the American dream that I'm here and I have freedom and I have, you know, free will. And you do. And that's why I said earlier, you have you could go work for yourself. In America, you have the freedom to go work for yourself.
But everyone comes to this country for what purpose?
To get money.
That's it. That's the
freedom.
That is the reason that people come.
No, they come for money, Sean.
Well, they come for money and opportunity and certain freedoms.
Yeah, it's for the money.
Because in America, even the poor are rich relative to the rest of the world. That is why people come to America, because the money is here. So I guess I just don't find it surprising. The good news is they're not saying they're going to throw anyone in jail. They're just going to push you to do it.
Well, there's going to be a lot of people pushing back. So this
I want to see it, like January 6th. I want to see it.
Because it's half the country. It's half the country has not, half the country has. So this about to hit the wall. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we're over. If the numbers they're giving are real, we got to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. If 200 million people have one dose, that means within 3 weeks, 200 million people will be fully vaccinated. There's 340 something million people. That's more than half have been vaccinated at this point.
Right, based on the census. But yeah.
All right, that's
well, look, if you don't participate in the census and you don't get vaccinated, they really don't give a damn about you. I just want to let you know. If you don't vote, fill out the census, and you're not getting vaccinated, and you're not wearing a mask, nobody cares.
That's your Flash and Lights Report. The time is 7:05, high of 76 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Yo, you don't vote, vax, mask, and you want to be outside wilding? Okay. I want to see it.
It's going down.
WQHDFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Johnny has just informed me that in 3 years I'll turn into a zombie because I'm fully vaccinated. In three years.
You said after your second shot you didn't even turn into a zombie.
I didn't get any of the things that I thought I would get. I didn't turn into a fly. I didn't turn into a zombie.
Wow.
My arm didn't hurt. I wasn't even tired. Immediately. I didn't get symptoms, nothing.
Did you feel the microchip in there?
I did feel the microchip, though.
Yeah.
One day I was sitting outside, and right here on where I got my vaccine, I felt like a little movement. Like little nanobots were in my shoulder.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, it's about the long-term effects. So, give it time. It wouldn't happen overnight.
Well,
you just turn into a zombie.
But as a result of that, you got the people who are against the vaccine will always claim that they're still in the argument. Nah, it's the long. So even in 7 years, everyone's like, hey, we're good.
It's not long
enough. They're going to be like, yeah, but it's not enough. You got to wait till you're 75. Yo, a man dies when he's 89 years old. It's like, shouldn't have gotten the vaccine.
Shouldn't have got the vaccine.
How does this argument, so the argument
it
never ends.
And which is why I brought it up, and I want to hit everybody with.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
As I enjoy my Darden household family smoothie this AM, we're on Berry today, the whole team's on Berry smoothie today. And as I enjoy that smoothie, I cackle because the federal government's putting the pressure on. If you work for a company that has a government contract, if you work for the federal government in any way, shape, or form, nothing to worry about. They gonna make you get this vaccine.
They coming for you.
And you got choices in America. You're not gonna go to jail if you don't get vaxxed. They're not gonna kick in your door if you don't get vaxxed. You just can't have this job until you get this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, in America, it's cool because you don't need that job. You can work for yourself. Because in America, you have that freedom.
Start your own business.
You can start your own business. There's a lot of options you can have out here. It is not a dictatorship.
Right.
But if you want this job, the federal one, or the company that has the federal contract, apparently, they want you to get a vaccine. And if you're mad about it and didn't understand the dynamic of how this thing works, you get one.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
If you work for a corporation that now decides they want their employees to get vaccinated, and that's their right to decide that.
True.
You get one of these.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, in some cases, they're going to give you an unpaid leave of absence, which is like, listen, we ain't going to fire you, but you can't get no more of this money in this time. At which point, then you can start your own business. Be an entrepreneur. Live out that dream you always wanted to live out.
That's the freedom of it.
That's the freedom.
So basically, anytime they put you under pressure, any states or whatever, the freedom is just go someplace else.
Well, no, you can still live in the same house. You just got to figure out how to pay for it.
Right. Well, I'm saying like what Texas is doing. If you don't like what they're doing, just move out the state. That's the freedom of it.
That's right.
Go somewhere else. That's the freedom of the country.
You do have that right.
Yeah. Well, and I anticipate that you'll have like, remember how when ICE was running down and still is running down on people and you had sanctuary cities? I anticipate you'll have cities and states that will say, listen, in this city and state, we not doing that. And so you can move there.
Right.
And send us a postcard because I want to know what type of people it is.
Tell us about your neighbors.
Start an IG account because I want to follow because this is going to be a good one. But also,
it's gonna go down.
As we talked about earlier, people are going to take it to the streets in the next few days.
Yeah.
They're going to take it to the streets. They mad about this vax. Yeah. And just like, and I hope it's as entertaining as January 6th.
It's going
to
build up.
Y'all got a high bar to live up to now.
They might be more angry. They might be even more angry and feel more oppressed. They feel deeply oppressed. And that level of anger, you know, when you see an old 68-year-old white man in an Apple store being told we need to wear a mask and he just starts screaming at the top of his lungs, there's something going on here, bro. This, they could turn up.
They could turn up.
No, but that's
bro.
What I'm saying. They never felt this oppression before.
Right.
They never felt that this right here is levels that they never dreamed that their whiteness would have to endure.
So they're going to
turn
up.
And for that, I am even more entertained and hitting you with this button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Are they going to hold the line? Clearly, Biden and them is under pressure because they like, look, we can't take it anymore. We turning up. So they going to turn up. So he going to hit the streets across the country and across the globe because it's not just this country. That ain't with it either. So it's going to be interesting to see. It'd be very interesting to see.
Again, it's going to be interesting to see who your neighbors are if you join these. Are you going to join these people in the street?
Right.
Maybe. It depends.
I want to see that, too.
It depends and on I want when, you to it depends on live. How, it depends on
you
who.
You have to broadcast live.
Call the engineering department. We got to get Shawnee some broadcast equipment because I want this live on the radio.
We might need video.
I don't know. We'll see.
Go check out Shawnee's video on hot97.com from On The Reggae and Soca Tip the other weekend. I want that same energy. I want you and your mans with the camera and the mic.
Going up to the MAGA flag.
Going up to the people. It'll be getting these interviews.
It'll be more like the 2020 protests when I was in the streets with the Caribbean people. So we'll throw a little music out there, all my Caribbean massive and all my people who, you know what I'm saying, Babylon trying to come for us. Hold the line, brother. Hold the line.
I want to see it.
You see me?
Yo, I hate today. Ebro, I got to give the congrats for the fact that there's never going to be an end to this conversation. Because even if we all live the rest of our life healthy and never get COVID again, and it really does protect us, they're all the anti-vax community will always say it's the long-term effect, so they'll never actually get to say, you know what, we were wilding out, we should have just gotten the vaccine. Well, that there's no it can't end.
And just know that all the politicians that the anti-vaxxers follow, and
they're all vaxxed.
Not only are they all vaxxed, but now they're all mandatorily have to get vaxxed, so they're not leaving their federal position because you guys say, yo, we can't get vaxxed.
They are not leaving their jobs.
Yeah, they you think they're going to step down from office, Shawnee?
Nah, they all under pressure. Look, and that third booster joint coming for you. So get your arms ready if they, you know what I'm saying, you was good.
Yo, my arm has been ready for my second J&J. I didn't feel I got enough in the one. I might show up at Dwayne Reed and just start waiting right now.
Run up like it's a ball, like y'all, more shots.
Hey, yo, super
run that little jump. Run that little jump. Shots.
Yo, I just need the wheatgrass shots, yo.
And this segment has been brought to you by America. America.
Congratulations. Can't get right.
This is me at Dwayne Reed. Jacob Javits Center, baby.
That's you with Dwayne Reed getting it. In your arm, boy.
Yo, this is how Biden should have walked away from the podium.
Yo.
That would have been good.
It just went,
everybody.
See, that would have been me.
That's kind of
can't be mad at that.
Yo.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
I got a pair of tickets right now. Well, actually, I have something even better, Ebro, for caller number 9. French Montana is hooking you up with a bag to get you ready for back to school. Caller number 9 will get a $100 Visa gift card. Qualify for the grand prize of a special back to school FaceTime session with French Montana himself and a Chromebook.
Wait, what happened to the whole thing we was going to do in 5 minutes where John was going to come on the radio and then you was going to steal the prize from him and give away a better one?
I feel bad. No, we're just going to give this away right now. Call it number 9.
We can have no fun. Y'all so soft,
800-223-9797. These are for you.
Yo, this is the wussification of the program.
Laura, you wouldn't even... I mean, that...
Yo, this whole pro... This is, you couldn't even go on the air and go, yo, John, your prize is trash. It's not even his prize.
Wow, that's really not...
It's the prize they give him.
I know, I
Laura,
just
wow. This is what Kenza's done to you?
Yeah,
you have fallen apart.
I'm so soft.
Yo, this is so doo-doo.
He would have... John wouldn't even cared.
No, he would have. He would have been like, play, he would have felt bad.
Play some Mobb Deep or something. Play some Nas.
Queens,
play something,
up?
Man. Don't come on here. I don't want to hear The Weeknd and Doja Cat. I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to hear no Drake right now, nothing. Play something with some backbone.
Yeah.
There we go.
Man.
Listen
we
close,
go.
Laura.
This is what you were supposed to do to John's segment.
Poor John.
But here goes Laura. Yo, we got an amazing prize next, and John didn't come up with it. I'ma still stomp on his segment.
Oh my gosh!
You could have did it the nice way. Now
you did this to him.
It's your fault.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.